CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 21st of June 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB QSL Bureau issues final notice on the use of the old address. The RSGB Intruder Watch team is looking for volunteers. Join the RSGB in commemorating the closure of BBC Radio 4's long wave service on 198 kHz. The RSGB QSL Bureau has issued a final notice to those still using the old QSL Bureau address. A new system was introduced in January 2026, and users of the Bureau were advised that all outgoing QSL cards now need to be sent to the RSGB QSL Bureau, P.O. Box 73, number 20, St. Louis Street, Bedford, MK40 1ZL. Anything sent to the old address from Wednesday the 1st of July 2026 will either be returned by Royal Mail, where the address is known, or otherwise is likely to be lost or destroyed. Details of the new RSGB QSL service can be found at rsgb.org/QSL. The RSGB manager will also like to remind amateurs with G7 call signs that the new sub-manager is Anthony Hollis, G4AAV. Anthony has many cards waiting to be sent, but has received very few stamped addressed envelopes, so please make contact with him if you wish to receive your cards. Contact details for all sub-managers can be found by selecting List of QSL Sub-Managers from the right-hand menu on the QSL Bureau web pages. The RSGB monitoring system, more popularly known as Intruder Watch, is a service that monitors the primary amateur service allocations. The team reports any unauthorized transmissions to the IARU Intruder Watch team and, where appropriate, Ofcom. The RSGB Intruder Watch coordinator, Ian Stewart, GM4AUP, is looking for volunteers to assist the team with this important service. You would monitor the amateur allocations as required and pass any concerns to Ian. If you'd like to find out more, contact Ian at indiawhiskey@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB, together with the BBC Amateur Radio Group, will be marking the closure of BBC Radio 4's longwave service on 198 kHz. The longwave transmitting stations at Droitwich in Worcestershire, Westerglen near Stirling in Scotland, and Burghead, overlooking the Moray Firth, also in Scotland, will all be closed down on Saturday, the 27th of June 2026. The special event station, GB1500M, will be active from today until Sunday the 28th of June. Three radio clubs will also be commemorating the closure by activating special call sign. A commemorative QSL card is available. You can find out more by going to rsgb.org/longwave-transmitters. You can also find out how to become a GB1500M activator using the same link. Ham Radio 2026 takes place in Friedrichshafen this week from the 26th to the 28th of June. For the first time ever, the event will bring together amateur radio and astronomy in a single platform as the Astro trade fair will take place alongside the Ham Radio exhibition. The opening event will provide information on current developments in amateur radio and the many connections between radio technology and astronomy, which are central to this year's trade show focus. The RSDB president, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, is one of the guest speakers at the opening event. He will speak about the collaboration between DARC and RSDB in providing an updated QSL Bureau service for RSDB members, an innovative project that brings amateur radio together across borders. If you're going to Friedrichshafen this year, why not come along to the RSDB stand and say hello? The team would love to see you. International Women in Engineering Day is on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, and has the theme of Engineering Intelligence. The day is an opportunity to recognize the women engineers who solve complex challenges and help drive change. STEM subjects, which include engineering, can be an effective way for the RSDB to introduce amateur radio to new audiences and young people. The RSDB has supported this day over a number of years and has interviewed women to find out how amateur radio has helped them in their STEM careers. You can read these profiles by going to rsdb.org/IndiaNovemberWhiskeyEchoDelta. The RSDB Youth Committee has announced that a fourth person will be joining the RSDB team at this year's YOTA summer camp in Austria. Henry M0KUQ is an active radio amateur and was recently involved in reforming the Imperial College London Wireless Society, of which he's president. You can find out more about Henry as well as the rest of the team by going to rsdb.org/YOTA-camp and selecting YOTA Austria 2026 from the right-hand menu. And finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur radio stations that will be on the air for International Museums on the Air today. For more information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeOscarTangoAlpha2026. Please note that the submission deadline for the GB2RS news on Sunday the 28th of June is earlier than usual. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by 12 p.m. on Tuesday the 23rd of June. Now for rallies and events. There's a rally in East Suffolk today. On Sunday, the 28th of June, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place at Penair School in Truro. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. and admission costs £3. Traders, bring and buy and refreshments will be available on site. For bookings, contact James on 01209 716 351 or email Juliet Austin November Lima Uniform Kilo Echo 1954@hotmail.co.uk. Now the special event news. Hearts and Essex Amateur Radio Society will be active with the call sign GB0 Mike Hotel Foxtrot during International Museums on the Air on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of June. Operators at Much Haddam Forge will be waiting to take your call on 40 metres SSB and 2 metres FM. See QRZ.com for more information. Special call sign Yankee Romeo 100 Romeo Charlie is on the air until the 30th of September to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio activity in Romania. Look out for activity on the HF bands using a variety of modes. For details of a certificate that's available for working the station, visit tinyurl.com/Romania1786. Marking the 70th anniversary of the DARC's weekly news broadcast, special call sign DB70DLRS will be on the air until the 31st of December. Look for activity on all bones and modes. Yes. QSL via DK50N, Logbook of the World, and the DARC Community Logbook. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the DX News. Olever TF1OL is active as Delta 4 Oscar Lima from Boa Vista Island AF086 in Cape Verde until tomorrow, 22nd. For activity, he's using FT8 and FT4 on the 80 to 6 meter bands. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and QRZ.com. And Jazz NK80 is operating as 5 Hotel 3 Delta X-Ray from Tanzania until Thursday the 2nd of July. He's active using CW, FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to NK80. Now the contest news. Today, 21st of June, the Worked All Britain 50 MHz phone contest runs from 0800 until 1400 UTC using SSB on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and Worked All Britain square. The All Asian DX contest started at 0 hours yesterday and ends at 2359 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and your age. The RSGB 50 MHz trophy contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 23rd of June, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 18:30 until 21:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 25th, the RSGB 80 meter SSD Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 28th, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 28th of June, the RSGB 50 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 until 1200 UTC. Using CW on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 18th of June 2026. We had a quiet week geomagnetically, but the solar flux has also declined. Over the past week, the KP index never rose above 2 of 3, with only one 3-hour excursion to 5 on Thursday the 11th of June. This bodes well for HF propagation, but the solar flux index has declined from its recent high of 148 on Thursday the 4th of June to be in the 110 to 120 range over the past week. The sun's looking a little sparse when it comes to sunspots, and this, coupled with the summer doldrums, has seen maximum usable frequencies, MUS, drop, and DX has been limited to 21 MHz and below. The 10-meter band has been mainly open to sporadic E, with some multi-hop openings giving the appearance of F2 region propagation. DX to be worked over the coming week includes D44EC from Cape Verde, PJ2/PH2M from Curaçao, 3G0YM on Easter Island, FS/K9EL operating from St. Martin, 5R8EC from Madagascar, and OX3LX working from Greenland. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may increase slightly to be in the 130 to 140 range. And this will need some new additional sunspots. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be quiet, with a maximum KP index of 2. We may see a slight upturn on Tuesday the 23rd of June, and the KP index is predicted to rise to 4, mainly due to an enhanced solar wind. To recap, summer is a time when paradoxically daytime maximum usable frequencies, MUS, tend to be lower than in autumn and winter. However, nighttime MUS can be higher, with a potential for the 30 and 20 meter bands to be open all night. ARRL Field Day will run from 1800 UTC on Saturday the 27th of June to 2100 UTC on Sunday the 28th of June. This may be an opportunity to work some United States portable stations, who will be very pleased to contact you. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather models are a bit undecided about how the coming week will evolve. One option is for predominantly high pressure and a chance of some summer tropo, which may persist over the sea, but is limited inland by daytime heating. Tropo operators should focus on nighttime conditions unless located right on the coast. The other weather models suggest that low pressure will probably win out over northern areas and occasionally in the south, so rain scatter may be likely and would need some heavy thundery showers to get the best results. High summer is not the best for aurora. The KP index ideally needs to be at least above 5 before we can get excited. Meteor scatter operators will be making use of the decaying arietids from earlier in June. The second shower of interest this month is the gene bootids. The window of activity will be from tomorrow, 22nd, to Thursday, the 2nd of July, with a peak on Saturday, the 27th of June. The sporadic e-season is progressing, with most days offering something from the 10 and 6 meter bands within Europe. However, there are limited possibilities on the 2-meter band. As usual, digital modes will be the first to see results, so use the FT8 path as a guide for the other modes, which should follow as the sporadic E intensifies. Multi-hop paths do happen regularly, but require beams and a lot of luck for several sporadic E patches to align. This means the best policy will be listening at the right time. This is in the morning for the parts of the Far East, and in the evening for those of the States and Caribbean. EMA. Moon declination is decreasing again, going negative today, 21st, with past losses rising. Now the moon is past perigee. This means shortening moon windows and lower peak moon elevation as the week progresses. 144 MHz sky temperature is low, rising to moderate by Friday the 26th of June. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB-affiliated clubs and societies, including email addresses and website links where known, can be found on the RSGB website. This week's local news covers my regular direct 2-meter contact area, centred on Bristol and South Wales. So for the South West, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of the month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, via gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. Talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via the web, novemberbravo@alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, that's the 24th, John M0HFH will be giving a talk about antennas. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is around 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, email secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And in South Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP. On Wednesday, there is a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT, starts at 8 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080 or to sierra.charliealphawhiskey, sierraechoyankee, at sky.com. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 MHz on Sundays from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Members meet it on Fridays at this Lewin High School, and contact is Mark 2W1MRK on 07972-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. The contact is via the web, gw4lwz.co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. To find out more, visit mc0yad.club. Gareth, MW6GVR, is contact on MikeWhiskey6, Golf Victor Romeo, at AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. on Sundays. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on Tuesday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz. The club meets at Ruderin Tabernacle, Church Hall, on Thursday from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Golf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey, .org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrud, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Paul Day, MW0PhD, is contact on 07394-994-555. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. and in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Road, Rogerston, Newport, NP10-9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams, and you can contact them through Uskside alfaromeocharlie.newport@gmail.com and look at them on the web at sky@alfaromeocharlie.com. So, that ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom Magazine and the RTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2R's broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS. schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.